For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. This year's Labor Day picnic in Todd Grove Park was all about labor and midterm elections. Political speakers from Congressman Jared Huffman to candidates for city council urged the crowd to vote for Democratic contenders. Eric Hines, president of the California Teachers Association, told the crowd that he would never put up with the current political behavior if it was taking place in his classroom. Huffman spoke about a race beyond the 2nd Congressional District when he brought up the fight between Devin Nunes and Andrew Jans in the 22nd. Nunes, he said to laughter and light applause, had led the country down a rabbit hole of shame. Assemblymember Jim Wood and Senator Mike McGuire played off of one another as they worked to get the crowd fired up for the November elections. Labor Day is supposed to be a day off work, but Helen Sizemore, who chaired the event, was working hard. She's also an elected delegate who's on the Democratic Central Committee. I caught up with her as she took a break from ferrying burgers to the picnic area.
So the Inland Democratic Club and the Democratic Central Committee sponsor this event along with the unions. The title of the event is United with Labor.
And is this a fundraiser or is it kind of an awareness raising? What's the overall focus of the event?
Well, the overall focus is recognizing the contribution of labor. Everything is free. The idea is for the attendees to bring a side dish and make donations.
And what does the money go to?
Well, at this point, we're focused on keeping our headquarters open. We opened a headquarters at 1030 North State Street. There's great visibility. The rent is high. So we're raising money as well as taking out of our reserves to pay the rent, and anything left we give to the candidates who are having a tough race.
And what's some of the work that you are hoping to get done in your headquarters?
We have voter registration information there. We have information about the propositions. We have asked our volunteers to sign up to take shifts so that we're open as many hours as we have volunteers in there. It's also going to be where the Inland Club is having their monthly meeting, which is the second Thursday of the month, 5:30 to 7:30. There's signs you can pick up for all the candidates that put in your yard signs. We are so lucky to have Jared Huffman as our congressman and Mike McGuire as our state senator and Jim Wood as our state assemblyman. They're performing in such positive ways for us that there's not a lot of work to do. People know how good they are. But we still have the energy to make a difference. And so the big blue wave is washing out from Mendocino County as far as it can go.
Next, I headed over to one of the union tables to hear from an organizer about labor.
My name is Raul Gardia with SEIU Local 2015. So Local 2015 represents the 1,400 in-home supportive service, IHSS, workers in this county, you know, the people who care for the elderly, the disabled in their own homes. It's probably the largest workforce here, and definitely one of the most underpaid.
And it seems like part of the problem is that a lot of people's insurance doesn't cover long-term care. So where are in-home service workers positioned culturally in the labor movement?
Care work has been work that's been historically discriminated against, domestic work, along with farm labor, you know, industries that are exempt from labor laws that other jobs take for granted. You know, in-home supportive services is considered a social program by the state of California, so that's why it's not covered by a lot of, health plans and things like that. But it is a public home care service, right, that they're very many people can qualify for, but you have to be Medi-Cal eligible. So not only are they caring for the elderly and the disabled, but also those who are in poverty. And, you know, as a result, it's been very, very, you know, challenging over the years to really bring dignity to this workforce. But because the workers have organized, have fought, hard over decades to make changes, we're now on a pathway to $15 minimum wage in California. We just got paid sick leave, which other jobs might, think is not a big deal. But for us, it was years of hard-fought, battles to make that happen. And among many other things yet to come. And the only way to, keep winning is by growing the union. We're now the largest labor union in the state of California, right, at representing close to 400,000 in-home supportive service workers. We need more workers, right? The population is aging rapidly, the baby boomers. We need more people to do this work. You know, the only way to make it a job that people want to do is by making it a good job. And the only way to make it a good job is by fighting for it.
What are some specific changes that you're fighting for right now?
Well, one huge gap with in-home supportive services is if you're caring for a family member or a spouse, for example, or a child, you can't contribute to Social Security. So having retirement security is something that's going to take multiple levels, right? To change Social Security, it's a federal law. You know, it would require a lot of heavy lifting. But in the state of California, we're fighting to create a new retirement plan that anyone who doesn't have one by their employer can contribute to and to, you know, put money away for the future. So that's on the horizon. That's going to be happening in the next couple of years. And then locally, of course, we're going to, you know, start contract negotiations soon with Mendocino County. So locally, we got some work to do.
Near the end of the event, Margaret Koster of Move to Amend addressed the crowd. She was talking about the effort to amend the Constitution to establish that corporations are not persons entitled to free speech, but her words could serve as a stand-in for any exhortation to any elected official.
So just I want to remind all the elected officials here that the voters of Mendocino County have told you that when you have a chance to do something to forward this effort, we require you to do it, because we are the people.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reich.